Okay, Rabbi Yisai, one more tenua katana before we go out of the Perek Dalad. We were really kind of shvisi. I think we have to put up a mezuzah in Perek Dalad. We've been living here. I'm going to try to move on. But just to talk a little bit about the Mevi Bikurim and about Loi Shabbos v'Loi Chodesh. When the Isha Shunam has told her husband that she's planning to go to Elisha, so Elisha responds, so her husband responds, why are you going today? Loi Chodesh v'Loi Shabbos. It's not Rish Chodesh and it's not Shabbos. So the Gemara comes out in Meseches Rosh Hashanah and other places in Shas. The Gemara learns from here, Michlal, Omav Yitzchok Chayiv Odom Lahakbo Pnei Rabbi Beregel. He learns out of this pasuk. The fact that the Novi said, Madu Atei Lechaz Hayoyim Lo Yechedesh Lo Yishabbos, Michlal Lo Yechedesh Lo Yishabbos. Yiboyilu Lamezel. That's what it says here. Paistach Lo Yishabbos, and Rish Chodesh, he mechuyiv to go. Or L'chol Pachas Regel mechuyiv to go. That's the Novi. So there's a lot of problems to discuss here. Least of which, the Isha Shunamis is an Isha, and the Isha is Potter from Mitzvah Asei Shazman Gromen. So if it's a mitzvah that's only Noeg on Shabbos and Yom Tov, it's a Zman Gromen mitzvah. And a Zman Gromen mitzvah, a woman is Potter from. So a husband should have said better. Madu atei leches, period. Why are you going? Nothing to do with it. The Gemara, the whole Gemara's dik is Mechlal de b'Shabbos v'Regel or Shabbos v'Yom Tov, Yiboyle l'Regel. He would have to go. Would have to go. That's a problem on its own. We're going to get back to that in a moment. The end, it says that Elisha was Vatovi, they brought Bikurim. They brought Bikurim to Elisha. Vayovoi l'Isha l'okim lechem Bikurim. So on this, the Gemara in Ksubis, Taf Kufei, the Gemara says, Tanya, Chi Elisha eichel Bikurim haya. Eloimar kol ha-mevi deirin l'tam l'chocham kilu makav Bikur. Machlok is Rashi and Toysis and Ksubis over there, what the Gemara thought. Meaning the Gemara says, is Elisha from eichel Bikur? Maybe he is. Maybe Tak is. So Rashi makes a whole cheshbon, he wasn't a Kohen. Elisha wasn't a Kohen. Bikurim is only eaten by a Kohen. Elisha is not a Kohen. That's Rashi. Tosfos has a different cheshbon. Since this wasn't a Shomron, you know, today we have an Eretz Yisrael place called a Shomron. That's not a Yerushalayim. And the Bikurim is only Nechalif Nimin HaChoyma. So Mamela, when the Gemara says, V'chi Elisha Eichel Bikurim Havi, the Gemara doesn't mean Elisha wasn't a Kohen. The Gemara, it couldn't be he was eating Bikurim now, because it wasn't in the Mokum of Chilas Bikurim. Yes. The different spin, if you learn like Rashi, you learn like Tosfos. But Eich Shiyiyah, the Gemara in Ksubis on Kufay is saying, from here we learn that a Talmud Chochem, somebody brings a Doiran to Talmud Chochem, is Kamevi Bikurim. So many of the Mefarshim ask, why is it compared to Bikurim? Kamevi Oila, Kamevi Chatos, Kamevi Yosham, Shlomim. Why is it Kamevi Bikurim? From all the things that you could possibly, all the equations you could make in the Beis HaMikdash, we're dafke equating it with a Mevi Bikurim. Why is it equated with Mevi Bikurim? We'll go back to Talmud Chacham, to going to your Rebbe, the Chiyuv L'Hakbol Rabbi, Pnei Rabbi. I'll tie it into another Shaila that I had. I discussed this in the Sefer that I put out for my daughter's chasana, for Pesach's chasana. I discussed in that Sefer the Shaila about a person having a chiv to sell everything they have in order to marry a Bas Talmud Chacham. Right? Or to marry a Talmud Chacham. The Gemara gives both cases. Right? Then the Gemara says, You should take a chosana Talmud Chacham. A person should not, could never give his daughter to an Amoretz. The Gemara talks very strongly about this in both directions. How much you have to pursue a Talmud Chacham for an Edim, and how much the Edim has to pursue a Talmud Chacham for a Mechut. Question is, what is this din? Yimkor Kol Mashageishla. To sell everything. Sell everything you have. Normally, Vazvaz Al Yavazvaz Yosef Yechemish. Sell me the Chemish Nechosev, you have to give away a fifth of your money. Today, a lot of people are Makayim with him, area of children. Yimkor Kol Mashageishla. Even Mashayin Loi Demoicha. I know some people borrow money against their insurance policies, take mortgages on their houses. Those state nish afil in chazal. Those state nish in chazal. State nish in chazal, you have a chiv to borrow money. Those state nit. State yimkor kol mashiyeshli. Sell everything you got. So I'm down, I was down over there in the Sefer, whether, A, why is that the halacha? Where does it come from? That you should have to spend such kind of money, A. And B, do we have a din Talmud Chacham today lagabi these dinim? We know in some areas in halacha today there's not a din Talmud Chacham like there was in the time of the Gemara. And in some areas of halacha there is. And there's chilukim yesh bedover. It happens to be that in Hilchos Talmud Torah, where there was halacha, Talmud Chacham used to be potter from taxes. I'm talking about Jewish taxes. Yodenu Tkufa, right? Our taxes. So Talmud Chacham was part of Mimas, so the Ramah brings down that today, Yeshayim, that today, we don't have a Talmud Chacham L'gabi Diz Dinim. But in Evan HaEzel, where the Mechaba brings down the same din, that a person should sell everything he has to, for Talmud Chacham, over there the Ramah doesn't bring down that today, no din Talmud Chacham. So it sounds like the Ramah holds L'gabi this, we do have a Talmud Chacham. It's a difference between the two places. So you have to know also, why is that? Manavshuch. Why lagabi this not, lagabi this yeah, what's the pshat in that? So I'll tell you like this, if we look into this halacha further, about being makbul p'nei rabbi b'regel, about whether ish is chayiv in this mitzvah. Pashtus is a woman is chayiv in a mitzvah. Because the mokar is from the ish shonamis. The mokar is from the woman. Very difficult to say that the mokar is from a woman, and she herself is not chai. Very difficult to learn that way. And Taki, that's the way it's brought down here in the Poiskim. Magen Avraham says like this. This is Simin Shin Aleph in Ilcha Shabbos. Simin Shin Aleph. Chayiv lahakbul ponov b'regel, aval b'shabbos v'chodesh lekach yuva, aval mitzvah ike. The isha shovel li ish bezeh kedi alfinon me isha ashunamis. That's the Magen Avraham. So Magen Avraham is saying Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh you're not mamish mechuyev. It's not like regel. Regel you're mamish mechuyev. Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh is it's a mile to do it. Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh. I remember there was a yid. He was very close to Rabbi Yankiv. He would never leave Muncie for Shabbos without getting reshus from Rabbi Yankiv. I'm a mechuyev to be mekabel pnei rabbi. I don't leave without Shabbos. I'm mechuyev to be by you. That's another shaila. That's another interesting shaila which the achronim have. The chiyev lahakbul pnei rabbi. Is that part? Is that a chiyev ben adam l'makom? I have a mitzvah. I have a mitzvah to eat matzah. I have a mitzvah to shake luv. I have a mitzvah to go to my rebbe on Yom Tov or Shabbos or Shchedesh. Or is it part of kavod harav? Hilchos kavod harav. Big difference in halacha. If it's an obligation to your Rebbe could be Michael. You can come to your Rebbe, my family's going out of town for Yom Tov, I'm not going to be around, are you Michael? Rebbe could say Michael. No problem. If you learn that it's a chiyuv, it's a ben odom l'mokom type of obligation, I have an obligation to go to my Rebbe. He's not a bar hochi to be Michael. He can't be Michael. So some of the Achronim cleared a shayla. Actually, the Rinas Yitzchok on Sefer Melachim, he clears it for a shayla. Whether, you know, who's this chiv to? Is it chiv to your Rebbe, or is it a... It can be medayik like this, where it's found in the Rambam, where it's found there, where it's... It can be medayik where it is. L'maise, la'aloche, it's got an apport down in Shulchan Aruch at all. This din of chayv on l'mahak b'pnei rabbi b'regel is an apport down in Shulchan Aruch. Period. And the Noida B'Yuda actually asked it. He asked it for a kasha. famous Noida Biyuda, he gives a fascinating answer, Noida Biyuda. Noida Biyuda says that there's a reason why it's not brought down in Halacha. He says, because Chayv Adam L'Hakbul Pnei Rabbi B'Regel is Taka true. But since the Shechina Lo Yizazam Im Koyma, there's a Chiv also to the Beis HaMikdash, to be Eila Regel. And even today there's a Chiv to go to Yerushalayim. Actually, my kids told me we have to go every Yom. Even today, you have a Chiv to go, you have a Chiv to go. He says, Elamai, we don't go, we're in Golos, this, we can't, we don't go. We don't go. He says, Nu Eibazay, we don't go. Zokter, just like the Gemara brings out in Kedushin, that a person doesn't get up for his Rebbe more than twice a day, he doesn't have to get up more than he's Makabel, Kvod Malchus Shemayim, because you don't want to give your Rebbe more cover than you give the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. He says that today, that you're not going to be Eilu L'Regel. Meila didn't bring down to go to your Rebbe. I said that's not need to be designed for. Lemaise, if you look in Ritvo, the Ritvo is mashma that the chiyuv lahagbul pnei rabbi beregel is the whole year. It's not tafka yet. And in Sukkin, in the Iker Sugi there on Chof Ches and Sukkin, the Ritvo says that really there'd be a chiyuv to go all year to your rabbi. Al swat pashas al chiyuv talmuter. Chiyuv talmuter. He says, really, you have to go all year to Makabel Pnei Rabbi. He says, but what people are Isik B'Malachta? So it comes out according to the Ritva, it's really a mitzvah that's all year. So Mamele, let's move on. It's not called a mitzvah Aseh Shah Zman Gromeh. Zman Gromeh has to be that the time triggers the obligation. Right? Oh, but she has a chiyuv to learn the mitzvah Shanei Hagris Boy. And that's why the Igor says she makes a Birchsa Tere. Which is really the chiyuv to go to your Rebbe. The Shamash Rebbe. Memela, she has the same obligation as that level. And that's not Zman Gromeh. Memela, it's very geschmack. Rashi in Kiddushin says that in order for a mitzvah aseh to be a mitzvah aseh shazman gromeh, how does he describe it? Shazman goyrem lo shetovah. The time triggers the obligation. In fact, Rav Shimon Shkop, he said a goyin shavot, Rav Shimon Shkop. He wanted to say that even Sfiras HaEmer is not called Zman Gromeh. He wanted to answer the famous difficult Ramban. Ramban in Kiddushin says that Sfiras HaEmer is not Mitzvah Seisha Zman Gromeh. It's such a pillar that some changed the Gilsa. Sfiras is not Zman Gromeh. So if Shimon Shkop said, Be'emes is a mitzvah all year to count these days. You just can't count them until they're there. It's not that the time triggers the obligation. There's a chiyuv to count 49 days. The chiyuv is not neveya from the zman. Every Jew has a chiyuv to count the 49 days between Pesach and Shavuos. Gradually, you can't count them if they're not there. It's a practical. He calls it a practical problem, similar to the Chochmah Shloimei Lagabi Kiddush Levonin. That wants to say that Kiddush Levonin is not zman gromeh. You can only be Mekadosh Levonin b'chidusha. That's because that's when the moon comes. It renews itself, and then 15 days after the moilut, it starts getting smaller. So good, so it's Metzius. If something would change, the Baruch Hashem would change the Chaloni Rekia, and the moon would renew itself for 50 days, so you could do it the whole time. Right? Zokdel, the Chochmah Shloimei, if Shloimei Kluge says that's why Kiddush Levon is not, Be'etzim not a mitzvah, say Shazman Grom. So Rav Shimon Shkop go so far to use that svara by Sfira. But Al Koponim, what's Negea here, it's partial like that according to the Ritva. Now we understand why it could be, maybe, that's why the Torah taught it to us by the Isha Shunamis. It's not Zman Gromeh. It's like a not Zman Gromeh. It's not Dafka Shabbos Dika Mitzvah. It's a mitzvah the whole year. It's a Shabbos Yom Tov when you have the time. Now, if that's the case, so the Shulchan Aruch does Paskin. If you learn, it's not Dafka Yom Tov obligation. It's really the whole year Chiv Kabbalah's Pnei Rabbi. Just when you can. So Shulchan Aruch brings down Hilchos Tisha B'Av Siman Tov Kuf Nun Dalet, that you're allowed to go into water. Could they lahakbo Pnei Rabbi? Because you chayev to be makbo panos. You can go into the water. So it could very well be the Shulchan Aruch didn't bring it down the way they brought it down Amol, because today the minig was Nishtalvei, that people are Motzi Eitzel where their Rebbe is. They're Motzi. It's not like you have to travel to another city or something. So Mamela, it's not Dafke Shabbat, it's not Dafke Yom Tov. It's a whole year obligation. And I talk a suit at the Abiyah email, the Bavadi Yosef, talk a whole that way. He says, I don't know what the big problem the Shulchan Aruch doesn't paskin it. Many places Shulchan Aruch brought down, you have to go to your Rebbe. He holds it's included in that regular halacha the whole year, which really is this ritva. That's an obligation the whole year. If that's the case, that's nothing to do with the Rebbe, really. The Rebbe can't be meichel. It's not kavod harav. It's not a psyomt if you have to be mechabed your Rebbe. It's your din of learning. Your din. It has nothing to do with it. Now, how does this get back to, we're running out of time, how does this get back to Bikurim and to Yim Kodom Kol Mashi Geshe? So I'll tell you, what you could say is like this. The purpose of Mevi Doirin L'Talmud Chacham is not really a purpose for the Mevi Doirin. It's to remain connected. Like we discussed in previous shiurim, that's why if somebody doesn't bring Trumas HaMaisis, we mentioned that's why his wife could turn out to be a Saita, because he doesn't have the connection. Right? And that's, it's the connection is the Yisaita. That's the Vart. What's the Chashivas of the Mitzvah Bikurim? Bikurim is called the Roish of all the Mitzvahs of Zoran. Right? It's the Truma of all the Mitzvahs of Zoran. The whole Kedai to come to Eretz Yisrael to get the Mitzvah of Bikurim. Why? Because the Tachlis of Bikurim is where you designate yourself that your whole purpose is to be a kind of mitzvahs. That's why you go to the fruit before it starts growing, you tie the string around it. You mazmin yourself that your tafkid is the mitzvahs. So if you look at Bikurim, the tachlis of Bikurim is not that one fruit that you're bringing. It's the dedication that it creates. Bikurim is literally you're tying yourself up to the mitzvah. That's the Doirin L'Talmud Chacham. If a person has to understand the tachlis Doirin L'Talmud, it's not to give the Talmud Chacham a prayer. It's to be mekusha to the Talmud Chacham. Mekusha to a Rebbe. And that's why it's maybe, that's the connection maybe Bikurim. It could very well be that that's the mitzvah really of marrying either daughter Talmud Chacham, having a son-in-law a Talmud Chacham. The Rambam brings it down, L'dov Kaboy, to be medavik in the Rebbeinu Shalom. Okay? So it's not for the, it's not the mitzvah that's chal at the time of the chasana. Well, you know, you're being mekayim a mitzvah, you take your daughter, you marry off to Talmud Chacham, by the chuppah you're mekayim a mitzvah, you married off your daughter to Talmud Chacham. No. The mitzvah is remaining constantly connected. L'dov kaboy. Remaining connected to Rabbanu Shalom. Memela, that's called a mitzvah tediri. So there's a fascinating Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe says the din of Chayim Mishnachasav in general, he's talking about the mitzvah of Ksivah Sefer Torah. The mitzvah of Chayim Mishnachasav is only by a mitzvah that's on the spot. But a mitzvah that's ongoing, there's no just a fifth of your money. But that is, there's no shiur. A mitzvah that's ongoing. So you could say this idea of being connecting yourself to a Talmud Chacham, as the Rambam says, L'dov Kabay, which is happening through marrying into a Talmud Chacham, that's not a mitzvah that's for the moment. That's the Bikurim. That's the connection. That's the ongoing connection of L'dov Kabay. And maybe on that there's no shiur of Chayim Mishnachas. Okay.
What are you doing?
Oh. One second. Let me shut this. You're going to be younger from his manager, huh? By the way, Krasnow is your official.